Brooks incident. The products that were found. Oh. I can restart. Yeah, yeah, sorry, no big deal. Seriously, I cut you guys and hello.
Mic on?
Okay. Okay. So, at
your name?
Luke Durand, I'm the Acting Assistant Chief of Communications. At this point, our teams are downgrading the incident. Chemicals, household chemicals were found, and nothing that would be a concern. Everything's been tested, sampled, and as I said, we're downgrading this incident. And we're going to be disposing of the three containers that were found this morning. And we're going to wrap this up pretty quick.
And the three containers, are those the ones that were on the back porch?
Yes, they're actually in the back alley right now. They're under supervision. They're still in the hot zone. It was determined to be just water. But at first, it came in as a different sort of solution. We weren't sure what it was, so we had to test it as well.
And so what kind of trouble can a guy get in for calling? I mean, this is quite the scene for 4 hours or so. Or...
Well, at this point, what we're going to do is we'll look at everything, the manpower we've had on scene and everything else, and somebody will make a decision at some point if they wish to lay charges or if they wish to have somebody, paying the bill. We'll see. But at this point, I don't know what the city is going
to
do.
So just to be clear, the three containers you're talking about contained water?
Right now, when we tested the liquid, it was water.
And this was the liquid that he said was giving off a peculiar smell?
Yes.
And nothing else in the water but water?
Yes.
What's your reaction to that?
I don't have much to say. So, I mean, we have to assume that the products are, dangerous goods. So we have to go in, do our, we're going to take precautions, and we're going to do it according to our procedures, and treat every liquid, whether it's a liquid form or solid form, the way that we would normally do, in regards to a hazmat situation.
So in discussing what's going to happen next, will you be consulting with Saskatoon Police?
For sure, yes. We'll see which, the two departments will obviously be in contact, and we'll see what we can do, I guess, to make sure this doesn't happen again.
So with a hazmat call like this, it's standard procedure to take this many steps and this many precautions?
Absolutely, yeah. We have no choice but to go that way. Because we don't know what we're going to be